Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. New England Patriots, they got a record now of 9-2. The New England Patriots, they got a winning season. They will have a winning season for the first time since 2021. The New England Patriots have a quarterback who could be and is competing for MVP. The New England Patriots have one of the best head coaches in Mike Vrabel. Tell me if you've ever heard this story before. To talk about the Patriots and what they're doing now as opposed to what has taken place over the past few years is someone you could hear on WEEI in Boston. Welcome back to the show, Tom Carroll. Tom, how are you, man?
What's going on, man? The football team in New England is good again. What do you know?
I know. I mean, what? You got a great quarterback. You got a great coach. Nobody has a name Brady. Nobody has a name Belichick. Everybody in New England must be floating on cloud nine right now. I mean, yeah, they beat the Jets last night. But what's the level of optimism surrounding this team right now?
From the fans, it's sky high. I think there is an expectation now that this team could go on a run in the postseason, whether that means an AFC championship game, whether that means a Super Bowl appearance. I mean, it sounds crazy to say if you think about where this team was back in January firing Gerard Mayo, but that's the reality of the situation. They're the first team in the NFL to get to 9 wins. And their schedule shakes out in a way that's going to allow them to keep stacking wins here down the stretch. And I know that the scheduled talk around the Patriots has gotten kind of tired here locally, but it's just a fact. And I don't think that the Patriots need to apologize for having a weak schedule. I think they should be celebrated for taking advantage of a weak schedule.
No doubt about that. You can only beat who's in front of you. And I mean, even last night, I know Patriot fans are used to seeing this, the Patriots going out there and beating up on the New York Jets. We're being joined by Tom Carroll from WEEI in Boston. I think one thing a lot of folks didn't necessarily expect, in just year number two, Drake May is in the MVP conversation. I know he started off this week of the NFL season, but he's first in yards. He's tied for second in touchdowns with two. He's not turning the football over. I mean, what do you credit to this progression for him? Did anybody see this coming?
So I think it's a combination of things. I think there's a reason why the guy was the number three overall pick in the draft, and there's a reason why going into that final year at North Carolina, people were saying he could be number two or even number one over Caleb Williams. And then the season shook out kind of weird for May at North Carolina, and I know there was an OC change and it just wasn't what it was the year before. So he dipped just slightly to number three. So he's living up to the hype from a draft pick standpoint already. And you add in the fact that he has all of this physical talent that is now being unlocked by Josh McDaniels. You add in the fact that you have a guy in Mike Vrabel who clearly has tapped into something with May here as far as getting his confidence to a point where he feels like he is the best player on the field, while also striking that balance of, hey, we got to make smart decisions. And look, you've seen it outside of week one that the guy has been money. He's got an incredibly high completion percentage. He's not throwing interceptions, very few fumbles over the last few weeks. It's been remarkable to see how quickly he has gotten to this spot, but there is precedent for this. Lamar Jackson won MVP in his second season. Patrick Mahomes won MVP in his second season, his first as a starter. So, like, it's not all that crazy to say that Drake May is in this discussion, because we've seen it in the last five, six, however many years, where guys young in their career show right away that, oh, they're going to be a legit dude in this league.
Well, Tom, I think one thing that has certainly helped him out, speaking of the youth movement with the New England Patriots, you got Trayvon Henderson, who, he had three touchdowns last night. He's been able to hold things down without Ramondre Stevenson going out there and helping out. What has this run game meant to helping support Drake May?
Oh, it's been massive. Having Trayvon Henderson explode the way he has the last couple weeks here, and I know the yardage total wasn't crazy last night because it didn't have to be, but it was efficient. And, the first X amount of weeks of the season, Trayvon was not really a part of that offense in a real way, and there was all sorts of discussions as to why. Is it because he's not picking up the pass rush effectively? Is it because he's not picking up the playbook? Whatever it was, it has seemingly clicked, and that has coincided with Ramondre being out with that toe injury. And obviously having a strong run game is going to unlock a lot of things for you as a quarterback. So his growth has been incredible to watch. And I said this in my column last night. I said it the week before as well. I feel like Trayvon Henderson might be Wally Pipping Ramondre Stevenson here. And for those that aren't aware of the reference, that was the guy that got hurt that led to Lou Gehrig getting the spot with the Yankees and not relinquishing it for however many thousands of games. Maybe that's what's happening here. And it's not like Ramondre isn't going to be a part of the game plan when he's back. But I think Trayvon is showing that he is more dynamic and is capable of being that RB1.
Man, you want to talk about being a part of the game plan. Stephon Diggs has been a big part of this team. And I guess they're winning. It's still early. We haven't heard a peep about this guy. He's showing up to work. He's healthy. He just had a baby with Cardi B. I guess everything is all great in his world, huh?
Yeah, it's really worked out nicely. And I know that there was some thought to bringing that ego into the locker room, young team. They were worried about it. By they, I mean fans and media. But clearly the team felt like he was a guy that they could take a chance on. And it has completely paid off. And I know that there was the thing in the spring where he was on the boat with the pink bag, and there was people here locally saying, oh, this team is thinking about cutting him. And I'm glad that didn't happen. Like, look, pro athletes do things in their spare time. And Stephon Diggs had the unfortunate thing happen to him where someone just couldn't put their phone away. And whatever he was doing in that few minute situation got blasted out to the world. And those two things, him being a dynamic football player on the football field and him partying, clearly do not have anything to do with each other right now, because the guy is showing why he was an all-pro with Buffalo when he was in his prime. He looks just as good as prime Stephon Diggs to me right now. And maybe part of that is because of the guy throwing him the football, but the mix here is really working out. It's been cool to see, because New England fans haven't had a true go-to number one receiver here, I would say, since Julian Edelman's last fully healthy season. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. Tom Cowell is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here with us covers all things New England Patriots. If we take a look at the defensive side of the ball, I know last night, and we just talked about the Philadelphia Eagles before you joined us, we know that you guys are certainly benefiting from having Milton Williams on the field, helping to slow down things in the middle. Unfortunately, I know he's hurt right now dealing with that ankle injury, but you also just got Christian Gonzalez back. I know that the defensive backs and stopping opposing wide receivers has certainly been an issue. What's your confidence level in this Patriots defense if they can ever get everybody on the field at the same time?
So the thing with the Milton Williams injury that is encouraging for Patriots fans is that Vrabel said post-game, like, look, if he needed to get Milton Williams back out there last night, he probably could have gone. But it was a situation where he just feel like he didn't have to push it. And, you know, short rest, four days between games, let him go into the mini bye, getting as much rest as possible. And then he can come out against Cincinnati in week 12 and be fully ready to go. Because Milton Williams arguably has been the best player on this defense this season. I mean, he has been an absolute beast in the middle there. And is part of the reason why this New England defense has been one of the best against the run in the entire NFL so far. I think for a long time, they had a streak of allowing like less than 50 yards rushing to running backs. I don't have the stat in front of me, but it's been really impressive to watch that guy cook. But this defense, the only thing that's really troublesome, I would say, is the fact that on the first possession for the opposing team, I think it's like three of the last 4 weeks they've put points on the board. And if you look over the course of the 11 games, it's more times than just the three of the last 4 weeks too. I mean, again, I don't have the stat in front of me, but I can remember back against the Raiders in week one and, you know, tore the Patriots defense apart. So it's that opening drive script that these teams seemingly have figured out against the Pats. If they can figure out a way to get over that slow start, they'll be able to be in a position to win these games by even more. And once you actually start to play real competition in the postseason, that's going to be really important because you don't want to go down 7-0 against Kansas City. You don't want to go down 7 or 8-0 against Baltimore if Baltimore can get into the postseason. Like those aren't the type of situations you want to be in.
No, Tom, we know that the Patriots, they have one of the best coaches now in Mike Vrabel back in the organization. It's time as coach and his first year as head coach. You talked about the postseason, and this is a dirty thing to say in a good portion of to a good portion of our listeners. Do you think these Patriots could win a Super Bowl this year?
Oh, man. Knocking on wood, I mean, yeah. Like, if you're in the hunt, then you can absolutely win a Super Bowl. And I don't think that this season should be looked at as a failure if they don't, but it's just a fact of life. Like, they're among the best teams in the AFC right now. They're going to have a top seed. If they get the number one seed, they get one of only two byes that anyone gets in the postseason for either conference. So that's already just a couple wins away from being in the big game. And then once you get there, anything can happen. So, like, I say, why not?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, oof, what a turnaround it's been. Hey, final question for you, Tom. This team has been in the doldrums post-Tom Brady, at the end of Belichick, post-Belichick. What's the biggest difference you see in this organization now that, you know, we have, Vrabel in pretty much running the ship?
So it's twofold for me. One is just the fact that they have an elite quarterback again just can't be understated. It's one of the guys that is going to help you win ball games here. Like, when you have a top five, top eight quarterback, you have a real chance to be a Super Bowl contender. And so they have that again, which is massive. And then the second part of that is that Vrabel came in and completely gutted this thing. I mean, it's a completely new head coaching, coaching staff across the board, lots of guys with a lot of experience. And he cleaned house as far as guys that were sort of a part of that old regime. He got rid of Jabril Peppers. He got rid of Kyle Duggar. He got rid of Keon White. He got rid of Jonathan Jones. He got rid of all sorts of guys from that defense, the holdovers from Bill Belichick. And he brought in all these free agents that they had familiarity with. Like, he's the guy that gave Robert Spillane his first job in the NFL. All of these coaches have little connections here and there to these players that they brought in. So it was like he was bringing in known commodities, and it has all worked. And the overpay for Milton Williams isn't looking like an overpay right now. And the draft pick of Will Campbell, it looks like it's hitting, and they needed a left tackle, right? And he's been serviceable. So it's just like he had the magic touch when it came to roster building and building out that coaching staff in a way that Gerard Mayo just like wasn't going to be capable of, because he had never been anywhere else in his career. He had been insulated here in New England. He didn't have a Rolodex. He couldn't surround himself with experienced coaches to help him in that year one. So it was the perfect mix of May being ready to ascend and then Vrabel surrounding him with that infrastructure that could help him ascend.
Well, it looks like the Patriots are back to ascending. You get knocked down and you get back up. Deja vu, the Patriots have one of the best head coaches and, once again, one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Let's see what they do the rest of the season. I mean, to open up this week, they already have the best record, knocking off the Jets with a 9-2 record and an 8-game winning streak. Let's see how long they're going to roll as we get into the deep, deep depths of the regular season and postseason. Tom, always a pleasure. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work on WEEI and elsewhere.
Yeah, so you can read me on WEEI.com, and you can follow me on every social media platform at your boy TC Fresh. That's YABOI TC Fresh.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate you. We'll catch you soon, and congratulations to everybody up there. I mean, hey, the Patriots are back and the Celtics are down, so you got to take it where you can.
Wow, cheap shot on the way out there. All right, JR, I see how it is.
You can't have everything, right? It's not you can't have it all.
I don't know. I remember the last decade or so when we did have it all, and it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, nothing lasts nothing lasts forever, Tom. Okay, we'll catch you soon, all right?
That's true. Thank
you so much to Tom Carroll for joining us from WEEI. Can't have it all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.